But Bob, how about this treat? The wireless mic and the great Gordo.
Wow.
Actually, Gordon couldn't make it, George.
Who's this?
It's the ghost of Dick Butkus.
Oh.
I'm out here in a...
Yeah, it's just too soon.
It's... What do you mean? It's about time. I didn't 8:40 time voice. For a little wireless.
I don't think Terrell has had a thrill like this in quite
oh,
some time.
Oh, it's so thrilling, isn't it? It's good to be on with Bob. I didn't know that you were on the morning show now.
Well,
I,
I'm just today.
I just, oh, is it just today?
Yeah, don't okay. fall in love with it.
Oh, okay. There's so many changes. So many changes. How are you, ma'am? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What is your name?
My name's Georgianne.
Georgianne, oh, I'm the ghost of Dick Butkus.
Okay, no.
Do you know Bob Sturm?
Hi, Bob. How
Hello.
Are you doing?
It's so nice to see you
from
today.
From the Athletic. And then you also have George Dunham.
I yes. do
from
know.
R.L. Turner. Does that mean
She's
anything
to, be the
to
principal.
You?
I was the principal at good old R.L. Turner.
Good God, Jiminy what? Christ. What is that you're saying?
Now, I wasn't George's principal. But,
yeah, I was about to say, you're too young for that.
Yeah.
We're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah, we're totally. Having
Both
a
of us.
Time.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know a swim coach?
Do you know a swim coach
no,
named Marge?
No.
Because she worked there.
No, she didn't.
Oh, I don't know her. That may be before my time. George, what class was George?
I was 83.
George had an affair with the teacher of a sexual nature.
I did not.
Well, we can't be having that. No,
I did not.
Not Terrell ISD. No.
Yeah, she works for the ISD here.
He
not
does.
A great show.
Well, I'm Dick Butt because I play
humor?
Very rough.
No,
I
you're
play
not
rough
either.
Here. So.
Gosh, what
it's
a mess.
It's quite a standard take.
What are you out here doing in Terrell if you coach at R.L. Turner?
She works for the ISD out here.
I'm confused. I just died, Giorgio. Give me a break. I've been through a lot.
Gosh.
I'm the superintendent of schools here.
Oh. Superintendent you're talking
to. Here in
to.
Terrell, okay. And so R.L. Turner's in the Terrell School District, is it?
Nope, it's in Carrollton Farmers Branch.
Okay,
and
I'm so confused.
No. Class president.
Well, alone here in the afterlife.
Yeah, you just died, so.
I don't know.
Would
well,
you go back to your voice?
Do you, who?
Stop
what?
It.
Do you have a husband?
I do.
Really? First husband?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Bear traps with the ghost of Dick Butkus. This is what hell is like, Bob. You'll never find out, but this is what it's like.
Maybe the ghost of Gail Sayers could save us.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't know about that. Well, it was an amicable divorce.
Yeah, very amicable.
There you go. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Yay.
No, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. Okay,
let's take
work
the mic back from
no,
the
no,
ghost
we'll work our way back here. How are you, ma'am?
Good.
You don't look very happy, are you?
She's not. She's like me. She's not
happy to be here.
I'll be honest. I don't know anything about sports. I'm here for work.
Well,
for support.
Talking to the right person. Right there.
What are you saying? The ghost of Dick Butkus doesn't know anything about sports, George?
Yeah, I'm sure he does, but.
What are your interests, ma'am? You're wearing overalls. Are you a farmer of some sort?
My interest.
Oh, my goodness. Something happened back
Boy,
there.
That,
big
that,
reaction. That killed.
Yeah, it killed with one person. Speaking of killed, did you know I'm dead?
No.
Yes, and Dick Butkus died recently. So tell me what you do.
I work for the Terrell Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. And they let people work there with nice tattoos. What kind of tattoos do you have?
A moth.
Okay, what is that? That's a death head moth, isn't it?
No.
Oh, sorry. All right. And what's the other thing? Is it
a pinky promise, you know?
Okay, a pinky promise.
Yeah.
Did you make a pinky promise with someone?
No, it's just matching with my family, my cousin.
Okay, your cousin. Yeah. And what's your cousin's name?
Alyssa.
Oh, that's very sweet. And what does Alyssa do?
She's an ABA therapist.
What?
I thought the ABA wasn't around anymore.
I thought that was a type of routing that they do.
It's the Virginia Squires, I think.
Anyway, do you know that woman's first husband by any chance?
No,
<Stop it. laughs>
I don't.
Stop it.
Okay, are you married?
I am not.
Oh, well, God bless. Are you interested in the ghosts of old Chicago Bears players?
No.
I had no idea what was just said. Neither do you, apparently. Anyway, what are your interests and hobbies?
I like the Aggies. I like Taylor Swift. So I kind of like the Chiefs now because of Taylor.
Kinda. So happy
that,
day.
No.
Yes, yes. We need more people interested in the NFL for about 3 weeks until that relationship ends. Having fun. Your name was Kelsey, right?
Peyton.
Peyton, that's what I thought. Yes, thank you, Peyton. Do appreciate it so much. Okay, let's go. Everyone else is hiding from me, George. Yeah, they must be scared of the spectral ghost.
They don't want to talk to a ghost.
Yes,
how many
indeed.
Ghost linebackers have they talked to?
Do I throw it back to you, or do I keep going?
No, it's good to do one more there.
Okay.
You ghost.
Well, don't say do one more. That's so offensive.
Haunt
how
Walmart.
Are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Morgan.
What do you do for a living, Morgan?
I work for the
She
ticket.
Works for us.
She works for us?
Yes.
As a full-time job?
No, it's my part-time.
Part-time job. Yeah. What do you do for your full-time job?
I'm a barista at Starbucks.
See there, George? Okay. I told you. Come on, George. You recognize this voice, George?
Don't you die. Join Dick Buckus.
George just told you to die.
No,
and I'm so sorry
too.
That he said that to you and everything. So what is the most complicated order that I can have at a Starbucks? Because I want to go in there today and give a really complicated order.
I mean, the more stuff you add to it, so like adding like 15 different syrups and shots and stuff like that.
Is there any limit to the amount that you can order? Like, do you guys ever cut someone off and say, you know what, 7 ingredients?
Hey, stop!
No, I had a lady ask for 27 pumps of white mocha one time in her drink.
Wow.
27 pumps.
Which I had a woman ask me that.
Yeah, every woman I've ever dated had asked for that.
Hi-yo!
I can only make it to about 7, but anyway... Hey, you're having fun.
Hey, next time that someone has an order for you, Morgan, why don't you start off by going, yeah, here we go,
wait,
like Dak does. Because it sounds like a call at the line of scrimmage. When they
here we go.
Do that back at Starbucks. No? Bob enjoyed it.
Wow.
See what I work with every morning?
This is
you enjoy that. Dude. That's kind of funny.
I loved it. We went
and he just lays out.
Went from 27 pumps over to here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Back to you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Thanks,
Buckus.
Dick.
Gosh.
848. Well, that's what you said the character's name was.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Dick Buckus?
I'm talking to you.
Well, then that's offensive.
Did you enjoy meeting a coworker? Live
yeah.
on the radio?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I prefer that she's a barista, sir, to me. You're denigrating that job, Bob, because you said, no, working for the ticket is much more important than working for a full-time job at Starbucks.
That's a stretch to pick up that stance.
Gordon, I've worked with you for 3 years.
She's not worked with me for 3 years.